It is. It's great to have Sharon McMahon a part of the team on a Wednesday morning, and she would have been sitting there on the couch for the grand final of Super Netball on Sunday, watching her girls in the circle do their thing. And the star of the show was the grand final MVP, Mari Kamwenda, Vixen's premiership player and grand final MVP, and she joins us on the Breakfast Club this morning. Mari, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are very well, thank you. How does it feel to be a premiership player after all these years in the ANZ Championship and Super Netball to be a premiership player and the MVP?
Yeah, it feels good. And I just wanted to thank all my girls because without them, I couldn't win play out the match. And yeah, it was exciting to win for Vixens because we have been working hard for this for a long time. So it was exciting for us.
MJ, I know it's Sherelle here. I'm excited to speak to you. I haven't had a chance actually to talk to you yet after the game. So it's great to chat to you. Tell us, you know, you always like to mention your teammates and the girls and how well they did. But you were amazing in that game against the Australian Diamonds goalkeeper. You were outstanding. What did it feel like for you when you were out on court playing against her and doing so well?
Yeah, it's hard every time when we are playing against Blues because she's one of the best players in the world. So I was like preparing late when Simone told me like MJ need to be strong and also you help me about when you get in the court, you need to be very strong. So I was like, today I need to help my team like because if I don't go strong, their Blues will be like on me every time. So every time we just need to work hard when we are playing against best player in the world.
Yeah, and you were very strong, MJ. I know we spoke about that a lot and the way you hold in the circle. It was fantastic. And Liz passed the ball into you incredibly well. There was one moment in the game, though, MJ, that I wanted to ask about, and that was that defensive play that you did, the intercept that you took right at towards the end of the game. And it's one of the things that we talk quite a bit about, to be in the right position to be ball side. So if something like that happens, so I was very proud that you Thank had you. Put yourself in the right position then. That must have been exciting to take that intercept.
Yeah, it was excitement because we are running out of time. Like it was, I can't remember what time was it. I was just saying like every time we just need to be like working very hard, like defending, like, because if that game was very tough for us. Like, I was a little bit nervous when I was getting in the court. So it was great to see me, like, getting intercept because that doesn't happen for any shooter all the time. So it's good.
MJ, I wanted to ask you how nervous you were in the match, or do you get in the zone and you just want the ball in your hands? What was it like? Because it was such a close match right from the first whistle to the last.
Yeah. It was, I was very nervous. Like, I was talking to Liz, Liz, I'm so nervous. I don't know how I can get in the court. Yeah, and this is my first time, and this is my first experience for me to play in grand final. So I was like, I just need to work hard. If I play the best this game, then if we win, it will be good for my team.
Absolutely. Now, have you spoken to any of your family back home to tell them what you've just achieved?
No, I haven't. I spoke to my sister, but I haven't spoken to my mom because my mom lives a little bit long way in the village. So maybe my sister, if she can call her, because I always talk when my sister's there, so then I can talk to my mom. Hopefully this weekend, if my sister goes there to see my mom, then I'll talk to my mom. So that would be great.
MJ, you spoke about the village back in Malawi, which is where you came from. Can you tell us a little bit about what it was like playing netball when you were a young girl growing up in the village in Malawi? What sort of equipment did you have, the type of ball that you used to play with? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I grew up in the village and I used to walk to go to school where I used to play my netball. I used to walk 2 hours. I haven't played with this ball, the one we are playing now, Gribat. So I used to play with a plastic bag, remolded by fire. And also I used to play on the dirty court, like dusty court. And the ring we use, from the car and the goalpost, I used to catch something from the tree. So it was a little bit different. It was a little bit different. Not lucky like these girls here in Australia, because they're very lucky. They don't know how lucky they are. So that's how I was praying.
So how did it get to the B then that you ended up in Australia, MJ? I mean, you're playing with plastic bags melted and tied with string as balls and tyres and tyre rims as your goals on a tree, basically, on big branches. How did you end up catching the attention of someone in Australia? How does this happen?
Oh, because I was playing for my Malawi team, youth netball, in 2009. One of the coaches for Malawi Queens is the one who spotted me in the village to play because I was growing tall. So they said, oh, this girl can play netball. But I didn't have any idea about netball because when you grow up without TV, you don't have any idea because in the village, you just play. Like, so the coach for Malawi Queens is the one who spotted me in the village that, oh, this girl is tall. Come in the city so you can play for us. So I was like, oh, I was a little bit nervous because, like, I used in the village. It's different when you are different. It's different when you are living in the, when you grow up in the village and going to the city. I was like, oh, maybe I should go. And my mom was like, oh, you need to go. Maybe one day you change me. And I was like, oh, I'm nervous. I went my first time. Then I go back again. I'm like, oh no, I can't stay in the city. Then the coach come and get me again. Then I was like, okay, maybe I need to go. Maybe this will be good for my future. Because in the village, girls get married like 15 years. And now, like, all my friends, they are, like, married now. We have got, like, 5 kids, 6 kids. So, yeah, it was lucky for me to get spotted in the city. Then I pray for Malawi Youth Netball Champion. That's where one of the lady from Flagstone. She's the one who spotted me there in Cook Island. Yeah. So my first time, I couldn't come because I didn't have phone. Like, in the video, it's hard to communicate. Yeah. So one of my cousins, she's the one who helped me to come over here in Australia. But my first time, life was tough because language was tough for me, and also food. Was different for me. Weather, yeah. I've never seen this weather. So, yeah. It was a little bit different for me. But lucky now, I'm playing for Vixen. Yeah, that was my dream team to play for Vixen.
And you're a premiership champion and MVP in the grand final. It's amazing. And 10 years ago, you come across as a 21-year-old or so from Malawi, and you find yourself in Melbourne, and 10 years later, this is where you are. Can you believe how different your life is? 10 years down the track?
Yeah, oh my God, sometimes I'm like, I'm dreaming. And also because also the money I get from netball and they help my family a lot because now I build my mom's house and also I help some of the girls in Malawi school fees. Yeah, because most of the girls in the village, they are very poor. So the money I get from netball, I help them, and netball has changed my life a lot.
Well, magnificent. Well, you've changed a few lives around here as well, the impact you've had on a lot of people, from what I know, MJ. So you should be very proud of what you've been able to achieve. And before I let you go, is it true that on Sunday night, for the first time, you may have had your first alcoholic drink?
Yes. And I guess after the next day, I'm like, girls, how do you do this? Yeah, that was my first time, and I get sick. I was like, oh, no.
Well, you might as well try it once, and after a premiership, it's probably the time to do it. Well done. Congratulations on an amazing story and an amazing season with you and the Vixens as well, and your performance on the grand final was nothing short of stellar. Well, it's great to chat to you and find out a bit more about you. Enjoy the celebrations, and we look forward to seeing you back in Melbourne soon.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Thank you.
You're a star. Maui Kumwenda, MJ, as she's known around the traps. An amazing story. And to be able to get to a point where, Sherelle, she's the best player on the court in a grand final and be a premiership champion from those beginnings in a little village in Malawi is nothing short of outstanding. It's amazing.
Amazing. And, you know, as she said, we wouldn't have any idea what it's like We couldn't probably even imagine, most of us, which is, you know, that to, for her to have come that far. And she spoke about all the challenges and all the barriers that she had when she came out here. And the language barrier even continues to be one of those challenges. But the way she approaches everything and takes on those challenges and attacks it is amazing. And for her to have performed the way she did, I'm just super proud of her, super proud.
Yep, so you should be. Shay, you should be. What a story. What a great inspirational story for everyone on a Wednesday morning. Nice to finish it off with you, Sherelle. Great to chat to you as always. A Premiership Assistant Coach. Surely you're Assistant Coach of the Year when the Coaches Awards are handed out. we'll make sure we vote for you. But great to see you. Great to chat. And look forward to catching up with you next week.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you then.